Spending a little bit of time this morning with Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. And as I look at the calendar, we've already talked about next Tuesday, but today, March 1st, that's tomorrow. Anyway, March 1st.
Tomorrow. I was going to say, don't do that to me. I'm a day behind then. Tomorrow, March 1st. Yeah. Yes. It's our monthly business after hours. It's one of our favorite chamber events. Our members love it. It is a time for our members to get together and connect and make potential new customers, clients, that kind of thing. And it's just a very informal event. It's free for our members. And it will be held this month at Oklahoma Wesleyan University at the Drake Library. And if you just go straight in, you know, on the main road through into campus, there's a roundabout. And right before you get to the roundabout on the right, that's where the library's at, in case someone's not sure what building it is. And there's a big parking lot right there. So they always do a very nice after hours for us. It's a beautiful location, and it's a good night. So
it is, and I recommend it. Again, if you work for or part of a chamber member business, head on down there. It's always a good night.
Yes, it's not just for the owner or the manager, whoever gets the e-blast. Hopefully they're passing it around to their employees. But yeah, it's anybody that's a chamber member and their employees are more than welcome to attend. It's, like I said, it's a lot of fun. Very informal. People roll in anywhere from 5 to even 5:30. We usually do door prizes around 5:50 or so, and people usually, you know, stick around till 6:15. But there's been times where they've stayed later. But it's very informal. It's come and go, and just it's a fun night.
Speaking of the e-blasts, I know we'll get back on the calendar here in just a moment. If somebody wants to get those, because there's always a lot of good stuff on those, how do you get your name added to the mailing list?
They go out to our chamber members. Mm-hmm. So basically, anyone that's a chamber member should be on there.
Okay.
And a lot of times, like, especially if you've got multiple employees, sometimes it just, like I just kind of referenced, it goes to one person.
Yeah.
There is not a rule out there that says you can only have one person receiving chamber e-blast. If you've got six in your office that they should go to, you know, let us know, because we will definitely add their names. The most frustrating part about any time you have an event or just trying to get word out about something is how do you do it? You know, you can hit every avenue there is, but so we don't have any issue at all with adding names. The more we can get out to the right, you know, you never know who might want to attend that particular training or would be interested in this, you know, particular event. So we will definitely add names to the e-blast list.
And of course, I know they get forwarded all over the place. So again, if you receive one, you can already send it to your staff.
Yes, please forward on.
And forward the forwards if necessary.
Yeah.
later on in the month, Women in Business coming up in about 2 weeks.
We do, and this is one of our favorite ones. We've done this the last 2 years. I think this is our third year to do it. We actually have a panel this time of three different women, and it's just kind of a informal. We ask them some questions, they answer, but people always love this one. It's just fun to hear from actual women in business that are in our community, out and about, and it's a variety of ages and experience and jobs, and so it'll be a fun one. That's the 14th, is that
mm-hmm. right?
So yes, and you can once again register for that online at bartlesville.com.
Speaking of women, you recently, last week I guess it was,
yes,
honored, I would have to hate to count, but about 10 to a dozen women.
Well, not quite, but seven.
Okay.
There were seven.
Well, important number.
Yes, but, yeah. We squeaked by with the weather. We were really sweating the weather. It was one of those nights that was kind of dicey, but we almost everybody showed up. We had a couple that had gotten sick and a few that with weather just didn't come, but we had 200 register, and we honored seven different women that night, anywhere from, and that's what I love about it, it's a variety, anywhere from someone that works behind the scenes making the organization great, to that executive leader, to a nonprofit leader, to someone that really is a mentor and spent time investing in people, an inspirational leader, which so many of these could cross over to each other, investing in our future, which went to school personnel, went to Donna Chancellor, our high school principal.
It was a good night for schools, I think, too, for Tri-County Tech and one for the
high
school.
Yes, it was. Which usually, I mean, I was, you know, usually doesn't play quite out like that, but, you know, we don't necessarily look at where they're from. It's more what the content of the nomination was, and all three of those were great nominations.
Yeah. Speaking of schools, congratulations to the Lady Bruins, keep on going.
I know. My husband keeps going, oh, they need to lose one. You don't ever want to go into playoffs like that with no win, no losses. But I'm like, oh, they'll be fine. So they're going to win.
There you go.
They're going to take it all.
I'll write that down.
Okay, Sherry quote me. Today.
Other things coming up. Let's see. We mentioned Senator Langford already, and it doesn't seem possible. You got a golf tournament coming up in April?
We do. April 26th. This is our Chamber Classic golf tournament. It's a very kind of laid-back tournament. It's at Hillcrest, and it's actually a fundraiser for our Depot Preservation Fund, because if you don't know where we're officed, we're in the old train depot, and we have all the parkland there and the old train depot to maintain
and a
train. Luckily the train does not belong to us. It has an organization that it belongs to, but an old building like that, if anybody knows anything about old buildings, there are issues, and a lot of times when it's time to fix them, they're not cheap. So this is just a fundraiser each year that we do that kind of just keeps that fund flush, and you know, you never know how much you're gonna have to dip into it each year. So that is a fundraiser for that, and like I said, it's a fun tournament. It's very laid back. It's at Hillcrest Country Club, and we're changing up a little bit this year. We're actually going to do a morning golf tournament and then come off the course and do lunch and have awards and the ball drop and that kind of thing. So it'll be a fun day.
That sounded like a great deal. How do you get signed up for that one?
You can go to our website, once again, and you can either register a whole team, or you can just register individually and we'll pair you up. A lot of people like to get their own team together, but you can just go to the website, bartlesville.com.
Or 918-336-8708.
Yes.
Probably among the biggest items on this chamber calendar probably is your annual gala, isn't it?
Yes, and that's coming up too. I can't believe how fast this year has gone. It seems like we just started it back in July.
Yeah, well, it's only 2 weeks before high school graduation.
I know. So, yeah. It's a crazy month. May gets crazy, crazy for everybody. But yes, our annual awards and gala is May the 15th. It'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn, and we will be taking nominations actually. Gosh, in the next few weeks, we've got to get those out for various community awards that we do that evening. So
yeah, I'm glad you came in here.
I'm thinking, oh, gosh, we need to get that done. So it's like every time you turn around, it's something else. I'm working on a video for it, and but it's going to be really fun. We got a great theme this year. The decor is going to be really fun, something very different, and it's just a great night. Leadership Bartlesville, that's when they do graduation. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the best part of the night, it's like celebration of women. You know, it's so fun to honor people, and a lot of times the winners are surprised, and I think we have six different awards that we do that evening, and it's a lot of fun.
Sometimes it seems as though you staff, friends, relatives have gone to a lot of trouble to make sure that the recipient is there without realizing why they're there.
That's half the battle. That's what all the work comes in. It's easy getting the nominations and writing it, and it's getting them there without them knowing. And sometimes they do know, but it's fun when they're surprised. But you just step back and you look at how many, especially when you look, if you go in the chamber, we have different plaques on the wall with all past winners from different awards that we do. And, man, we have so many awesome people in this community. And they're the ones that have made Bartlesville, you know, and especially when you look back, you know, 20 years, you know, past, we've got plaque with all our past board chairmen, and it goes way, way back. And you just look at some of those names, you're like, man, but that's, you know, there's a strong history that we're built on. And it's people like that are honored at this event that make our community what it is.
Well, when the chamber celebrated 100 years, we've got the big poster down the hall, mm-hmm. and you look at the different things that Bartlesville in connection with the chamber, or the chamber in connection with the city, have done
right
over that history period. And those are just main events. That's not talking about the people that made those
events, yeah. Because it didn't just happen without people. And yeah, that's what's so awesome, to be able to honor people that make things happen and drive things in the community.
Yeah, it is. And Chamber, you know, it's a membership organization.
It is.
To me, it's why not? But I think some people need to be told occasionally why.
Well, and I think a lot of people think, and I understand this, there's so many organizations. A lot of people think we're part of the city or we're this or that. And we are not funded with taxpayer money. We receive no taxpayer money.
So you're not getting anything out of this bond issue?
No, we're not. Except we're going to make our community the best it can be. But a lot of people, you know, just they don't totally fully understand. And like you said, we are a membership organization. About 46% of our budget is from our membership dues. And in large part, it's a big thanks to what we call our premier partners. It's kind of that 80-20 rule. We have some partners. And what's amazing, they're not just all your ones you would think. You know, your Phillips and ConocoPhillips and, you know, Truity and Arbet. You know, your big players that you normally think
Realtors,
that normally would invest at a higher level, and just, you know, because that's what they do and support the community and support the chamber. But it's some locally independent, smaller businesses that have stepped up and voluntarily have a higher membership, higher dues than they would normally have to. We have quite a few of those. So, and to me, that always not sound sappy, but it always warms my heart because it's like that means a lot because those, it really is, you know, it's more of a, I don't want to say more dedication because the others are wonderful partners and they definitely are great. But it just means a lot when it's a small independently owned business that steps up at a higher level and invests in the chamber like they do.
Well, so. I think it's the same thing that we see when we read the program at the Symphony or OK Mozart or sustaining sponsors. These people have given at a certain level. The United Way with the, you know, with their, what do they call, pace setters, you know?
Right.
It's the same sort of thing. People care.
People do care, and it's what makes our community so great. I've never seen such a generous, giving community. So I love Bartlesville. It's a good, great place to live.
It is, and you've got a good board.
I do. I have a very good board. We've got a great board of directors.
Well, Sherry, again, we'll mention again. There are things coming up. Vote Tuesday.
Yes, please vote Tuesday or tomorrow or Friday.
We could do that.
But you can only vote once.
Well, please only vote once. As Mike Bailey said on Monday, this is not Chicago.
No.
And as a former Illinois resident, I can say that occasionally.
Yeah.
Illinois has a great retirement plan for its governors.
Yeah.
And again, if you'd like to find out what's going on in the community, go to the Chamber. It's all on their calendars, plural calendars.
Yes.
And Bartlesville.com.
And if you want a little bit more information about the Chamber, just what is it we do, what we stand for, just go to our website. You can poke around. It's a very simple website to maneuver, get around in, and it's... I think it's very well done. So it gives you a lot of things that we do.
And if you have an event coming up for your organization or your business, yes, let me know so I can get it on the air. But let Sherry send out an e-blast for you as well.
Yes, and we'll get it on the community calendar so no one else will book a big event on the same day as your big event.
Wow. What a concept.
I know. It's great.
That's a community connection on 1400 K1.
Thanks.